got a grill setting.
Yeah,
my brother just got that as well. Yeah. I need to fucking get that, man.
With Invisalign?
Yeah, bro.
Cost an arm and a leg, though.
That's the thing, bro. My brother said that to me, so he's like, bro, be prepared, bro.
The thing is, yeah, I even done mine. I was meant to have like a thingy just to get my gap tooth sorted out. And I was just like, look, I was looking at it, the prices and everything.
I was like, yo, this gap tooth ain't even that bad.
Yeah, literally, bro.
I was like, you know.
When I seen the cost, it was like 1500 or something. Yeah. I was like, yo, you know but what?
That's cheap.
Natural smile works all right. Yeah. But and that's the thing, yeah, that was like on the cheap end.
That was the cheap end, bro.
Apparently, like, you have to keep them in for life kind of thing.
Yes, well, yeah. Like, after you get like a retainer, every if they're for it in, you got to keep in it. Yeah. But what is that, 22 hours of the day, isn't it?
Ah, so what?
Only take out to
for lunch
for like food and it, but water.
So you sleep with them in.
You sleep with them in.
Yeah, is it not mad uncomfortable to like sleep with them in or no?
Like the first day is uncomfortable. You get used to.
Yeah. Fair enough.
It's like
man.
A mouth guard.
I know because people like who grind their teeth, they can get like gum shields.
Oh yeah.
You grind their teeth in their sleep. Yeah. Like my little brother used to grind his teeth in his sleep bare, and like, it erodes your teeth, innit? Like your teeth get So sometimes you have to get like gum shields and
that's
that.
How you fucking unalign shit, bro.
Yeah.
I'll never forget, Halloween. Me and my brother was playing with a balloon, and I must have went to head of the balloon, and he was to kick it. I swear, my teeth were so crooked, like it was my two front teeth. And then to this day, I still think it's how I got my gap tooth, like the way it grew. And I remember, like 2-3 years later, I was like, "Yo, I got a gap tooth," to the dentist today, and I was like, "Can I get some braces?" The guy was like, "Nah, you'll be all right."
Yeah,
Hey, I get to year 7, and niggas just like cussing me for my gap tooth. And now I'm just thinking, I'm looking at my mum.
I could solve this.
I used to try force every time I went dentist, I was like, I need braces. No, you're good. Same thing, opticians as well. Yeah. I used to try to be like, yo, I can't see, give me glasses. No. Nope.
But why are they against giving up braces?
It should cost money, man.
Oh, for them?
Because if you do it private, then basically, I was like, I could have gone the private route.
Yeah.
Obviously, the NHS is free, but every service costs, isn't it? And dentistry, that's more on the higher end, so it costs to use those things. Okay, so that's what it.
No, I feel you.
They'll try not to use it at all.
But no, they definitely shagged. They shagged everyone, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Bro, you see, I had a fucking tooth problem like 2 months ago. Yeah, fucking hell, man. When I tell you, I ain't seen dentists for like 10 years. And back then it was like NHS.
Because it's free, free. Boom. But now...
Yeah. I try to call up, they said 2 month wait. I said, bruh, can I just get a checkup, go private? They said, we got tomorrow, 12 o'clock. You want to come in? I said, okay. Next thing you know, he takes one check, maybe 10 seconds. He's like, come back. It's a £300 service. We'll do the whole thing. But I'm like, fucking.
Oh, he's
like, there's another
the
checkup after that. That's
was it root
bill.
Canal? Was it root canal?
Huh?
The root canal?
No, it was fucking basically the gum had cut all the way up. So he was like, why don't we just fucking scale all your teeth and then we'll just see how that goes. I was like, bro, my gum is the problem.
Nigga trying to get extra
So I said, you know what? I'm coming up to nearly 30. I was like, all right, let me just do it one time. It's been a minute, but fuck me, bro. It cost me like 6 bills, I think, in the end.
You know the ones where like the dentist got your like mouth wide open, You're like, it might cost you an arm and leg, And you're like,
bro, that was the worst thing. You see, when he finished the process, he gave me like a little capsulate to drink.
Yeah.
I missed the whole thing because your mouth is so numb, and then I'm trying to wipe my mouth. I'm like this, bro. The whole I got tissue over me, all over me.
And
like,
I never forget when I had like wisdom tooth problems. Yeah, so my gum like swelled up, and it was like to the point where I was crying at night.
Yeah,
and I was like,
I heard that shit.
So then
I never had a wisdom tooth for nothing.
Thank fuck, bro.
Like literally, to the point I was sobbing in bed, like my mum could hear me. And she was like, bro, she was like, just go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
So I went to like some dentist place at like 1 a.m. something.
Yeah.
And then she gave me something and she's like, no drinking for like 7 days, I don't know why, I put it on my snap, like the thing, and then someone was like, yo, you got chlamydia. But you know, like the same treatments.
Yeah.
And I was like, yo.
How do you know?
I was like, why do you know?
I don't know treatments.
Niggas know that treatment too well. That was the same guy that
they buy in advance on Amazon.
That was the same guy that gave me that chlamydia treatment from his glove compartment.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Hey, stay ready, you should have to get ready.
That man that had it in the tuck. Yeah,
stay
that's
ready.
Crazy.
Stay ready, you should have to get ready, man.
I hit up. I hit up.
But anyways, episode 51. We here. We got a special guest.
Fuad.
Yes,
love for coming.
Appreciate it, man.
Tell us about yourself.
Just a regular Somali and living in London.
That's a regular Somali. I ain't
trying to incriminate myself too early. I know how this pod gets.
Hey, shout out to the Somalians back in school, man. Nah, I remember I was telling you about my boy Abdi in school. How we tell it.
I was gonna say, yo, trust me.
Let me more specific for that, bro.
Specify.
Hey, when that guy came up to me telling me he's got two jobs, I was like, nigga, we're 13. He said, you 13.
Oh, but you know what's crazy?
It was their man, yeah, that in school, yeah, started late. You knew they come fresh off the boat, yeah. And always birthday, January the 1st. I'm like, how? How, Sway? You ain't got the answers. It don't make sense.
January 1st.
But the concept of age is so crazy because technically, you're only as old as someone's told you you are.
Pretty much, yeah.
Get me?
Yeah.
Like,
how you mean?
Like, I know I'm 25 because my parents told me I'm 25.
I was born on this day.
And they're like, yo, this is when you were born. Because what's your earliest memory? Yeah.
Probably about two or three.
Exactly. You don't know. You could have been
There's
a whole 3 or 4 years missing. You don't know, innit? You only know you're as old as you are because someone's told you that.
Yeah. You lot don't watch Power, innit?
Of course I don't watch Power.
Oh, yeah. That was old, innit?
My nigga thought he was 19.
He was 23. He's like, I'm ineligible for NTA.
So basically, it's...
Is it one of the early season?
No, it's the Power spin-off. Nigga found out he was really like 23. Yeah. He thought he was 19 his whole life.
Get off me, man!
Not only that, yeah. He thought his mum was his aunt.
Yeah. It was absolute long day for him.
Yeah, he's stupid as hell, but yeah. That's real though, man. Like, you don't know.
I've got a present for Alice.
What's this? If this is something dumb, I'm gonna beat you off on camera. Niggas gotta stop here. What the fuck is that?
That's the Immortal Technique special.
The fuck is
Immortal Technique, common, fucking.
Facts.
What the fuck is that?
Well, not Mob Deep. What's that thing, man?
Respect any of them Mob Deep. Cypher niggas.
Yeah, most definitely, not Mob Deep. Huh? Most Def.
Yeah, Most Def.
We gotta go back to the pyramids.
Oh, that's bad dumb, man. I don't even want to ask where you got that from.
Hey, I don't know what it is. You see them, I got it like 3-4 weeks ago, but it was off an episode where we were talking about the hats, and the next day it kept showing me the hats. And then it was like £13. And one day I was drunk and it went down to like £6.50.
This guy's best stupid.
I said, nah, all right, come get it. Yeah. That thing cost, it came in like 2 weeks. It came straight from China, man. I was like,
China came from New York. Came from bodegas, bro. Nigga was rapping with it first.
You niggas are stupid. That shit came from 30 years in the past, bro. You niggas are stupid.
Rule rep only, man.
You niggas are stupid.
But let's talk about the real reason why we're here, man. Now, this episode, I actually just wanted to do an episode about
football
yeah. and forgotten well, football.
Has, football,
we'll theme it up.
Yeah, football, you know, got football, football content creator.
Yeah,
doing his thing. All over.
Would you say like you're like, you see when like there's certain people like they put like content out about like football, and they swear like their word is Bible. Mm-hmm. Do you just go off like your opinion like fuck it if you think I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Or
like, I'm not here to argue with anyone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like I'm just giving my opinion at the end of the day. And I think the thing is with content creators now, it's like we've had like 20, 30 years of, let's be honest, white man in suits on TV.
Yeah, telling man.
Stop right there.
Right, wrong. Yeah. And this is it. And it's like the internet's allowed it where your everyday fan, brothers who look like us, do you know what I mean? Can break the game down and actually.
I used to love that Fan Zone.
Yeah.
Bro, that was one of the best things on Sky Sports.
Like, that was just amazing. They got rid of it for some reason. But then it was like now, like off the back of like content creating in the football world. Like you see, like
even if you deep it, like Soccer AM. Like soccer, the best part about it was like it was a bit, you know,
fans,
like,
yeah.
it had that culture.
It was tubes.
Was it also the game where they go, the girls come out, how old are you?
18.
Hey, great age.
Bruv, they forget. Yeah. They think we forgot.
27. Nigga, you 32.
They're like, she's past it.
Past the prime. Don't want to sign her.
She's lost her legs.
Yeah.
No, box to box anymore. She got to change her game. Deep line playmaker.
Soccer AM was, man. Like, I used to remember like waking up every day at like 9 a.m., 10 a.m. just to watch that, man. But I was even saying like, where I was going with it. You see with Michael Richards, Jamie Carragher, like Thierry Henry. Yeah. Like, that's the back of like content creating, just having fun with it.
But that's only because they're on an American network, because they're on CBS. They're not like that with the English network.
But still,
American sports culture is more open. Yeah. You can be yourself, bro.
Like, I feel like now, I don't think Sky Sports are ever gonna get with it. But Sky Sports has humor for white old men that are like 40, 50. Yeah. Like sometimes
even they're trying to show more personality now. You see, like Gary Neville on golf courses, them challenges and running up the
pitch. I'm Carragher and Neville tweeting each other whenever Liverpool man.
I'm looking.
Do you remember pundits before as well used to try and be as neutral as possible, if you knew they played for that club? Yeah. Now it's like, nah, each man's got a rep their side.
And then you have like, even when they do games, they started doing it a few years ago, but like even when they do games on like a Soccer Saturday or whatever, they'll have like a former player from one of the teams. It's like, you didn't bring them on here for him to be part of.
I feel like they've taken that a little bit from like fan culture, from content creators, and a little bit kind of said, you know what, let's make it a little bit more fun and relaxed. Yeah. And
because I'll probably watch more football like content of like creators more than I do like what's, I don't want to hear what Gary Neville has to say about football.
Neither do I.
Like, I don't want to hear like Jamie.
I like to hear Jamie Carragher and Thierry Henry, to be fair, just to like antidotes and old stories more or less. And Rio Ferdinand as well. I like hearing Rio Ferdinand talk about like when.
Do you know what
like,
it is? Yeah, is I don't mind most of those pundits. Yeah. To be fair, for me, it's when them man who played for Fulham, no Champions League appearances.
Steve Sidwell coming in the chair.
Prime slots talking, discussing Champions League games. I'm like, brother, you know, I'm trying to hear what you got to say.
I hear
that, bro.
Jermaine Genius on Champions League nights. Like, man, I know you're Tottenham and I get it, but nah, get Glenn Hoddle on, please.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Yeah. Danny Murphy and them, come on.
Danny Murphy.
Danny Mills.
Well, Danny Murphy's got
no, Danny Mills, no. I don't know.
Danny Murphy was nice with it. Danny Murphy played in the Champions League.
He
was all right. Yeah, he played in the Champions League. Yeah. He's won a Europa League. Like, he's got more pedigree than Genus.
But there's hella them man that I feel like just got bare jobs and they're just getting by.
Yeah.
One thing I don't like as well, they use the same like 10 footballers or ex-footballers. Like, rarely like a new person.
Yeah. But I like probably favorite one is probably Ian Wright. Ian Wright came out and he just became Ian Wright. Even though I was a Tottenham fan, I still liked Ian Wright because I know he was culture. He's like low-key like Allen Iverson of football. Like he was just culture.
One of the reasons a lot of Arsenal has a lot of black fans.
Ian Wright, Henry, Rocky, and them. But once he was allowed to just be himself,
because there was a change.
Yeah.
I always said that as well. So I always said there was a geezer righty. And then he transitioned to the Mandem. Everybody just blurs it.
I saw it. I think the change came when people like, especially that black Twitter thing came out, their voice became more loud on social media. And Ian Wright became more in tune with the people. He also even said when he was on No Signal, he said, like the English like public and whatnot, like football teams, like they try to keep him away from his people.
Yeah.
And now he's more close with people, now he can be himself more.
But it was like, I was watching one thing with Rio Ferdinand and he was like, hey yo, he's like, I don't know who this new ever is. Like this is a new persona to me. But then I was listening to that, but I was just thinking, Evra's probably always been like that.
But they were teammates for like 8 years though. Surely he'd have seen.
Yeah.
But something about, no,
in
but
the locker
some,
room and everything like.
Yeah, but then there's sometimes, like, I don't know, when you're in a new space and like, you lot are forgetting it's work.
Yeah.
When you go to work,
still 8 years though. 8 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Look, travel together.
And they're playing a back four together.
Yeah.
That's unique.
But like, I'm
Rio's playing left centre back, Everett's playing left back. Yeah. Like, come on, dog.
I'm just saying, like, the way he's so like,
I even see Rio, he's got to change as well from when he first started doing punditry to thing. No,
all of them changed in a good way. But then it was like,
they just get more comfortable.
Yeah. Like you're.
But I also think like in a way, slowly but surely, like society changing in a way where in the UK anyway, it's becoming more. I don't say American, but they're allowing people to be themselves. Yeah. There's a lot of pushback still, but people are still being themselves a lot more
100%. Now. But should we get into it?
What
the starting 11?
You don't do his team.
Don't lie, I got my team right. I haven't used the FIFA 11. Wait. 11 app.
Oh wait, I nearly
don't do me like that.
I nearly forgot. We got a new guest here. You know I gotta ask the question, man.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
You know what? I said you thought I dodged it.
I even forgot.
I was engaged in the conversation. I don't know. There's something missing. The sign I ain't done. Like,
oh my goodness.
I nailed up 11, but.
Hey, but I.
You ask it or should I ask it?
Yeah, no, I'll ask. Hey, I want to know the white woman body count. Yeah. I want to know how the milk, the Cravendale, the cocaine.
The full fat. Semi skim.
Oh, man.
The cream.
As a brother of the Islamic faith, I'm still a virgin, so.
Hey, this nigga lying your own. Cap.
What are we doing, percentages?
Yeah.
I'll say 25%.
You know, lactose intolerant, no?
I'm not heavy indulgent.
I'm lactose intolerant.
I treat it like it's fast food.
Yeah. If it's there,
I live on it.
If it's there
on the late night,
I'm like, you know them kebab settings.
Oh, bro, yeah, fucking man. Hell.
I'll go on then.
I was on a diet.
You're teasing me. You know, I'm not meant to be doing this.
Oh, fuck it up. Bye.
You know, when another nigga's ordered it.
Yeah.
Hey, let me take a little bit.
if you insist.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
I'm down. But yeah, let's get on to the teams.
Our streets never forget.
No, this is our streets will forget team.
But we remember.
Yeah.
Remember.
You know what?
Even me, I had to kind of search in my mind a little bit for like. Yeah. You get me?
Yeah.
I also want to give a little reason for each player I pick.
Yeah. I say the way we do it, we go around each doing goalkeeper, defender, midfielders.
I went straight 4-4-2, bro. 4-4 fucking 2.
Yeah. That's classic. Yeah,
none of that funny business.
Yeah. Two banks of four.
Two
straight
banks
up.
Of four. Keep it compact. Let's go from there.
All right. Lulu, you want
to
go for it?
Yeah. So. Goalkeeper, Chris Kirkland. Always used to wear the snapbacks in goal.
Do you know what? I made a tweet about Chris Kirkland.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I wonder what he's up to.
Yeah, then.
And then, like, 2 days later, the nigga.
When did he do that? He cancelled himself. I remember. When he said something about black people.
Yeah. He just went on radio and he was just like,
all lives matter or something. Nonsense like that. I can't remember. And everyone just went, yeah, cancel.
Yeah,
Chris
but
Kirkland.
Do you know about but Chris Kirkland? That, yeah, he kind of.
Alex is funny. Woke him up.
Yeah. No. Chris Kirkland, you was right. With the cap and stuff. He had a little.
Yeah.
Wait, who, was it him that went now? He just a time waste earlier in the game, and then Henry scored and then got the ball. Was like,
yeah.
Told niggas Henry is the greatest ever. Yeah. He's the most sauciest player.
Or even remember, quick thing, when Henry scored a free kick, got this line, scored again.
Yeah,
is that enough? Did enough?
My one is in goal is Shaka Hislop.
Shaka Hislop.
Do you know how I know who he is? Because he was in goal and Jared scored that goal in the FA Cup.
FA Cup, yeah.
Do you know what that? Hey, that guy was a shot stopper, and I was always remember.
Trinidad Tobago, right?
I don't know, but I always just remember seeing him in goal, and I'm like, rah, black goalkeeper.
That was the first one I saw. Yeah,
I was low key like, not that I wanted to be a goalkeeper,
but like, yo, I wanted, what you're doing.
Yeah, but you know the ones. Yeah, hey, what's your reactions if you lot would like your son was like, yo, I want to be a goalkeeper?
Yeah, more power. Footballer. If he makes as a goalkeeper,
yeah,
cool. But if he want, I mean, like he's like young and he wants. And he wants to be like a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about all that.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's what like, I need you to try outfield first.
Yeah.
Fail and then say.
Yeah, I need you to try outfield and then, like, maybe one day, like, someone got injured and you filled in a goalkeeper and you're a man of the match.
Yeah.
Then we can explore that avenue, innit? But try outfield first.
I was telling you, like,
my little brother's a goalkeeper. He ain't good, but.
Fair enough. Do you know what, yeah? In Power League, the other day. I was having a meaty game. Meaty game.
Slap you and go.
Yeah. Slap me and go. I was playing amazing. Niggas was like, yeah. Yeah, goalie. I'm like, nah, nigga.
I had everything in.
I just had a bad day.
That's always a danger of getting in goal. If you perform too well, you're there. You're staying
there. Go start letting some in.
Yeah. Next thing, they'll pick you to go and go. Like, yeah. Man, I ain't no keeper.
But who's your goalkeeper?
I would go Yossi Jaskalainen.
Bolton. Bolton. That team.
When you look outside the big sides and there was just that one guy pulling off worldly saves and you're like, who is this bread? Yossi Jaskalainen.
That was a
heritage.
Mm-hmm. Where is he from? Finland.
Yeah. Finland.
He was low-key, I was doing this list. There's bare Finnish man, you know.
Yeah.
Finnish man that are
such a small country as well, bro.
Yeah.
Aurelio Gomez.
Come on, man.
Who's he for? Wigan.
Tottenham. Butterfingers Gomez.
I can't lie to you. For me, it ain't good memories.
hey, I'll never forget. It was UEFA Cup final when we played PSV. This nigga was playing out of his skin. We was like, nigga, sign that nigga. He came to us, I was like, oh my God, who have we signed?
And Butterfingers Gomez.
We had to sign a 39-year-old Brad Friedel just to be like, yo, I beg you, save us.
Yeah. That nigga Brad Friedel was spilling something. Every week he was spilling something. He was dropping a cross. Mm. He was dropping a P-roller.
I've got a few things to say about Tottenham, but Tottenham haven't had a good goalkeeper since Casey Keller. I'm going to say that, man. every goalkeeper that we sign,
Lloris was good for
a bit. Lloris, no?
He was good. He was good. When he was good, he was good. No, keep it real. When he was good, he was good. When he was good, he was good.
Hey, Lloris, first year, all right, cool. It seemed like we had some, like a superstar in goal. Then it's
an average or above average keeper. Lloris didn't, right?
He's there 10 years, I would say he's probably had.
He was good for at least the first 4 or 5 years.
I would say 6 out of that. But the worst thing is the last 4 have been disastrous.
Yeah. Bro, even in.
He's not good with his feet neither.
Is it? Was it the World Cup with France and Croatia?
Where he almost gave Croatia, said, yo.
Bro, he's got a game. Bro, he's like he gets bored.
Did he make a mistake the other day?
But keepers do get bored.
North London derby, crossbar under him.
Yeah.
Cool, left back now, yeah?
All right, so yeah, just do your whole defense.
Do your whole back line. Now.
Left back, I saw Okoto, real nigga. He said football just a job. I don't like it.
Low key, easy streets won't forget. Because low key, I remember we talk about him a lot.
I feel like
with the red and blue boots.
That story makes him streets won't.
Fair enough, he didn't like ball. Yeah. It's just a paycheck.
Yeah.
And also, he used to wear different color boots.
Yeah. Red and blue boots.
Red and blue. I saw Okoto.
Who did he score a banger against?
I know what you're talking about.
I see him come and whip across his body, far post.
Just vroom,
crazy. Silcott was a baller still.
Sylvain Distin.
Ooh. Nice. Didn't he do like a few since that City?
He was at Everton. Years, he was him and Jagielka. Yeah. Woo!
You got with him?
Johnny Evans.
Is he still? He's still playing, no?
He's still playing,
But you don't know if he's playing, though.
I can't lie, niggas was calling him, let's have it right. When Leicester shouldn't have finished top four, those back-to-back seasons, niggas was calling him a top 5-6 centre-back in the Prem.
There was a lot of men.
And right back, Steve Finnan.
Baller, Liverpool legend.
Yeah, I can't lie. He needs more flowers. I don't think, because he played in that weak Liverpool side, he don't get the flowers he deserved.
He was the champion.
Plus, he's Irish as well.
Get down the channel, whip it in.
And he could defend.
No nonsense. Yeah, and he can defend.
Unlike certain man. Certain mulattoes.
That's not my guy, that's your guy.
That's not my guy.
All right. I told you.
I should play 90 minutes and God knows how long.
I told you my defense is bonkers, man. Hey, in my defense, I'm going for a modern day 3-5-2 in my.
Well, so you got 3 centre backs, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I've got Boomsong.
Boomsong.
On my life, I just knew you was gonna mention Boomsong. I just knew it.
Wait, if there's someone you got, I'm gonna laugh so much. From Tottenham.
I've got Tottenham Gary Doherty.
Wow.
And then to solidify that back three, I got Pascal Seguin.
I thought you were gonna say Yunus Kabul.
Nah. Kabul had a good. Was it left foot or right foot? He had a dangerous strike on him.
Yeah, wham head. I remember.
I was gonna see. What's his name? Do you not remember Timothy Atubu?
Yeah, the left back. I remember him. He played like 2 games for us or something like that. Signed him off back at one World Cup or something like that. I was like, nah,
that's what my players after international tournaments.
Yeah, it's sticky. You gotta be careful. Be careful with that. You gotta be careful with that.
Well, who did you know?
I went for a back three as well. First name.
Conte's ruined you guys.
Brede Hangeland.
Damn. I remember him.
Yeah. Dog.
He was good at 6 foot 6 foot like,
yeah, 7. Yeah. Every corner dunking on that. I was like, yo, this guy's a weapon.
A big boy still.
Do you know who's the biggest dog though? Chris Samba.
Black Samba. Send him up top.
Yeah, bro.
10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We're going up front.
Bro, the ball just did it. Bam. Bring it down. Chris Samba player.
He was fake. He was a cheat code.
And I feel like this player here epitomizes this whole category. Ivan Campo. There's no way you can't win.
That Bolton team was fake.
Madrid star coming to a low mid-table Premier League side.
He could hit a ball as well.
I just want to talk about that Bolton team for a second.
That Bolton team, that's heritage.
JJ Okocha.
Yuri Djorkaeff.
Kevin Davis, Kevin Nolan. Every time Liverpool, you know, it was long. Just long ball every single day. Kevin Davis was like 5'11", but he dropped like, he had a 45 inch vertical, bro. Can jump crazy.
You know, he's one of them, man. Yeah, every 50-50, he's
winning. He's winning.
He's going.
Even if
going
up like this,
elbows, win it. Elbows,
he's making it hard for you. Elbows. My back four. The thing is, okay, the right back. I think he was a left back in it, but I really wanted to put him in. Emerson Boyce.
He was a right back.
Yeah, was he a right back?
Yeah.
He was a left back.
Right wing back.
It was who used to play left back for that wing team? Robert Martinez, wing.
Miguel, no, was it
Figueroa?
That was it. Yeah.
Emerson Boyce,
one from the half.
So I got Emerson Boyce right back.
He sounds like Liverpool.
Yeah,
I've actually got still Sylvain Distan as well on my team.
Yeah,
I got Zat Knight.
Who did he play for?
Fulham,
back in the day.
Okay.
It was either him or Titus Bramble, but we remember Titus Bramble because he was so bad.
I'm not good.
Who's your left back then?
It's one of the. Okay, you see this guy, yeah? Mm-hmm. You can't name me three better left foots in the Prem ever.
I already know.
John Anarisa.
Chris Brunt.
Who?
Chris Brunt.
But who? He wasn't a left back. He only became a left back.
No.
I wish you said Risa.
Yeah.
Name me three better left foots in the Prem.
But Chris
Brunt, I'm only taking Gareth Bale.
The thing is, yeah, Chris Brunt only became a left back like towards the end of his career.
I'm giving him left back. I wanted him in my team.
I hear it.
I wanted him in my team.
Chris Brunt had a
weapon. Chris Brunt got top three left foots in Premier League.
Let me do my Googles on this.
Gareth Bale is the only one I'm hearing over him.
Nah, Gareth Bale.
Chris Brunt had a whippers though. He had a whippers.
Chris Brunt was a whip. It was a crazy goal he scored against Aston Villa.
One of my players who I got. That will rival.
I'm not giving him. I don't know if I'm giving him.
Leighton Baines.
Baines. I'm giving over.
Leighton Baines.
Leighton Baines over Chris Brunt.
I want to say my one now.
I'll tell you.
Midfield now. Left foot that can rival it. Morten Gams Pedersen. Come on.
That left foot.
No, but I don't know if the streets will forget, Ludo. I can't lie. I think you might have taken won't forget.
Yeah.
It's the streets will forget.
Yeah. I ain't forgetting that nigga, but I'm going to bring him in because that is legit my favorite player ever. Yeah. Like, ever.
Ridiculous.
I felt like every single time I watched Match of the Day, he was scoring a
free kick or a banger, some worldie.
Volley, free kick.
I felt like every time I turned on Match of the Day, he was slapping
it. I'll never forget when I turned on Teletext. It was like channel, you remember Teletext?
The
gossip section. There was like, Tottenham's put a bid in for Morten Gams Pedersen. I said, God's answering my prayer. Go on.
Oh my goodness. Who else you got in midfield?
Elano.
Oh, for City?
Yeah.
That's a shout.
Stephen Island and Jermaine Pennant.
We need to touch on Stephen Island, you know.
There was
Stephen Island, bar led.
Yeah.
He pulled out for a bit.
Yeah.
Then do you remember when he got the hair transplant? Random fringe out of nowhere. And he was still pulling out.
He said he got the confidence back.
You know Jermaine Pennant? You saw a rule. Man played ball. He played Champions League football with a tag.
Yeah, the tag.
Yeah. Electronic tag.
That's so crazy. Jermaine Pennant was good. So he was part of the team. We went to the Champions League final with him.
Yeah. So that's my midfield four.
My one, yeah.
I got five midfielders, bro.
Yeah, I got a pool of players. So I don't even know what to do here. All right. Someone with a better left foot than your man. Mm. I got Andy Reid. I'm gonna put him at left wing back, even though he wasn't left wing back. All right.
Go on, yeah.
And then my middle is who should I pick?
Oh, you got a bunch of players.
I couldn't. So I got Papa Diop.
Ooh, yeah. Diop, no nonsense.
No nonsense.
Yeah. And then
real midfielding.
Then Leon Osman getting there in my midfield, and then Darren Ambrose.
Who do you play for again?
Newcastle.
I remember Newcastle. A couple of long ranges.
Palace Man United. he just picked up the ball and just hits it. I think.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And then Giovanni for
he was called for Hull.
For Hull.
He was called
yeah.
for Hull.
As well.
He was hey, called.
He was actually for a little bit.
I even forgot. Like, my manager to take care of this team is Phil Brown.
Are we doing the manager as well? Yeah. I know.
Phil Brown was running around with a headset like he was playing in the NFL. It always
comes. Like he was talking to his coordinator.
Because I think Hull, they had that crazy start to the season for like the first like six games.
Shout out Jimmy Bullard, bro. Shout out Jimmy.
Yeah,
Bullard.
Like.
Oh,
yeah.
Jimmy Bullard was cold.
I had
Jimmy Bullard was so cold.
Oh yeah, yeah. Sorry. What's yours?
He
was one of mine. Jimmy Bullard. I was gonna say. Michael Johnson from that City team.
Oh, did they
remember?
Yeah. Before we were fighting it.
He should have been the man. Yeah. He should have been the man. Michael, he should have been the man.
You were the first like England, like midfield wonder boys.
Yeah.
You know when they had the takeover, he was meant to be the academy kid.
Yeah, that comes out. Yeah. Who's meant to be Foden before Foden?
Yeah.
He was supposed Michael for me. You know what a shame.
I think Rory Delap because he had no other skill on the ball aside from
I've never seen Rory Delap play football.
I don't know his position.
I'm gonna say he was at the mid.
All of a sudden, all teams started had started hiding their towels on away games.
It got so bad. Teams started hiding their towels. They started making the pitch
bigger,
and also bringing the advertising balls as close to the pitch as possible.
Yeah.
So they don't give them a run up.
Get a run back. Yeah.
Do you remember
they created Rory Delap rule?
Bro, Stoke had the league on ropes.
On ropes.
Bro, there was a goalkeeper that when the ball was going out for a throwing.
They give a corner.
Corner. I said nah. He's got them shaking.
They not so mad. When Stoke finally got relegated. Because he was such a bad footballer compared to professionals. He ended up in League Two, playing for Burn Albion.
That's so crazy.
That's how bad of a footballer he was.
Oh, yeah. He had
he stole a career in the Prem for having a strong arm.
He had what's mad as well. His son plays in the City Academy.
Star boy, apparently,
as well.
Yeah, completely different player to him.
That's what we always said. Like, it always goes like when you got a meaty baller dad, the son's probably going to be. But Delap had the league on skates.
On ropes.
It was a joke.
That's what they say. Cold. Can he do it on a cold night on Tuesday? Because Delap would never be rolling.
People will hear it now and laugh at it. Oh, can he do it on a cold night at Stoke? But legit, if you could do it on a cold night in Stoke.
You're Teflon.
Yeah, because there's no harder place to go. No,
yeah.
It's like, bro, it's like going to see the Patriots in a snowstorm. Thousands. Like, you can't.
The shortest player was 6'1".
Yeah.
Niggas were just goons.
Bro, they were goons. Hey, Detroit Pistons. They were breaking legs.
Got Walters up.
I remember his leg and they booed him.
Hey, they got Walters up top. That nigga built like a centre back.
John Walters. Yes. Oh my goodness, John Walters.
Dog.
John Walters used to dunk.
Dog.
John Walters used to give Liverpool fits.
Man was built like a fist.
Bro, this shows.
Like, nice people, bold as well. Just skinheads. Look at National Front.
There was one.
Bro, you know Black Lives Matter happened back then? They'll be standing.
No knees. Niggas doing that high jump. Knees to chair. But there was one. There was one podcast Crouch was doing, and I think Stoke were getting popped, and who was their manager?
Tony Pulis.
Yeah. He must have came in fuming. He was like, don't know why you guys are getting ahead of yourself. He was like, you're bang average players in a great system, And I was like, imagine your manager just coming here saying you're bang average.
Well, Pulis said that to them.
He said that to the whole team.
You weren't lying, though.
You weren't lying. that Pulis system, bro.
As soon as he left, Mark Hughes shall remix.
No, Mark, he had a period where we finished at mid-table.
That little tiki-taka.
Mid-table.
For a season, that shit.
Like two seasons, they finished that 7-8.
Get up top, man.
The man tries to say, like, Eric Peters and the man.
Yeah, right, you're going.
I think last person, Yannick Bolasie, but then he's more of a streets won't forget,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. But he was...
But do you know what, for me, killed him is the Coombs comp. That's, I swear to you. I felt like the that tarnished his legacy.
He posted it himself. Like, it's not like someone made it. The nigga posted it himself.
Hey, my favorite.
Maybe that makes it worse. You don't know if it's a fail comp or an actual comp. It's the first and only ambiguous comp.
Yeah.
You don't know if it's good or not.
When someone's playing bad, a nigga's like, this pretty one come my way is nuts.
Hey, you know what? When you say Bolasie, all I can think about is him with the ball and him
touching the floor.
Nah. He used to ruin Liverpool.
Yeah, oh, fucking hell.
Nah, I said he used to bear like unnecessary skills, but I liked
it. I like it. I want to see that shit.
But Lashley is the definition of, like, you know, like a cage footballer.
Yeah.
Because like, some of the shit he did, like, even remember, I think it was against Tottenham or West Ham, like, he flicked it and did like a Rooney.
Nah, that was Spurs.
Made no sense. It defied physics, it defied logic, and some of it defied sense.
How you doing that to the floor?
And then beat the man as well. Hey,
you know the man, yeah, that lose at Power League, he'd be like, yeah, but I got four nutmegs though. Hey,
your team. I got mine.
What the man who nutmeg you and lose the ball and like, oh, Megs though.
Yeah.
Megs though, get out of here, man.
Have you seen, I think it's Rooney's son, I think his Snapchat.
Yeah.
When he's like,
we lost 5-4, but I scored 4-4.
Yeah.
You lost, I won.
Oh, bro, do you know, it reminds me of when, I promise this is not me trying to stir, yeah? But was it the Arsenal ladies got popped?
Yeah.
By the under-15s, also under-15 boys, yeah? And the nigga started posting highlights of the game. The nigga picked the ball up 30 yards from his own goal and ran through the whole
thing. Nah, man. I can't even laugh too hard.
No.
That's bro. I don't know. You're the US.
The nigga did a 1-2. The nigga did a 1-2 in the halfway line. The woman tried tackling him. He stuck his hand out. She bounced off him.
Oh.
And he just ran through the whole team.
Nah, man. When
these young niggas post their highlights and shit, it's so funny because you know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know why they're posting it. That shit is fucking hilarious.
That's a fuck.
All right, but now, to be fair, for women's football, there's one winger at Everton.
Nah, City. The blonde thing.
Yeah.
Super Saiyan.
And
you can play with Mandem, I reckon.
Nah, the short he plays for Arsenal is called. She Dutch?
Vivian.
Yeah.
She's just a goal scorer, though, man. Yeah. I'm saying this blondie is twisting man up.
Yeah.
I was seeing, she's the one that scored the win in the Women's Euros or whatever. Chloe Kelly. Yeah, Chloe like Kelly. Yeah.
Okay.
That's that's low key good milk. Let's go on.
Anyway,
let's go.
My midfield. So my right winger is Kieran Dyer.
Oh,
you know what? Shaq off having a fight. Who did you fight with?
Lee Bowyer.
Yeah, no, Lee Bowyer. Lee Bowyer.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's one of the most unfulfilled potentials.
Hey,
what, Kieran Dyer?
Mad pace.
I just want to go off a random memory. Yeah, I'll never forget. I was a kid, not even a kid, but I heard about what was going on. Yeah, and then
what between Bowyer and Dyer?
Yeah, and I just remember like, damn, what's happening? And like, you know, nowadays you would see it instantly.
Yeah.
You'd have like back then. I had to wait like 6-7 hours. Like, I remember going to like watch a match today. I like, I need to see this. Yeah. And I was thinking how like nowadays we're so spoiled of like literally I can see every every. I rarely watch match of the day.
Yeah,
but I have to.
If I go and
watch goals on online,
but if I go and watch a match at the stadium, I'll go home and watch it on.
Yeah,
because there's some things I didn't see.
Yeah, like I'm
telling you, Palace Chelsea. There was some artificial intelligence going on. Something happened that didn't happen in real life. I swear on my life. You see Gallagher's goal?
Yeah.
I swear to you, he put it in my man's through my man's legs, yeah? I'm watching a match of the day.
The nigga slapped at Bins.
No. He put it through the guy's legs before.
No, he didn't.
Bro, that's what you saw. I saw it. Me and Jem saw it with our live eyes. We was watching it. And we're watching match of the day. I'm thinking, rah. They switched up the tapes.
Yeah.
But I swear.
They played the match twice. they had to do a couple of takes.
But go on.
My left winger. Correction.
Yeah.
My left winger is Harry Kewell.
Oh, Harry Kewell.
Harry Kewell was nice with
Ozzy,
it.
Ozzy.
Harry Kewell was nice with it. And then my first sentiment is Jack Rodwell.
Damn.
Unfulfilled potential as well.
Famous injuries and that. He went to City too early.
Yeah.
I think he's playing in MLS now or something.
Himself, man.
I don't know.
He's still kickable.
He's only like 31, bro. He's not old. Jack Rodwell's mad young, bro.
Remember when he was holding Sunderland hostage?
Yeah.
For like 2 years, he's not playing a minute. He's like, yeah, I'm collecting the 60K a week.
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
You better move me. I ain't playing with you, bums.
This one's for you, the football connoisseur, yeah? David Batty.
Ooh, that's
David Batty. Part of that Leeds team.
Yeah.
He went back in the day, so Leeds in the late 90s, early 2000s were hard, didn't it? He was like one of the
well, like Tony Yeboah and them, man.
One of the main
Tony Yeboah was serious, man.
David Batty and them, man. Danny Mills, Mark Viduka.
Danny Cold.
That's who had my thing.
Rio with the blonde hair.
Yeah, there you go then.
Ian Hart.
Hey. So Kieran Dyer, David Batty, Jack Rodwell, and Harry Kew.
That team's dangerous.
My two up front. Andy Johnson. Remember Andy Johnson?
Chris Palace.
Yeah, Chris Palace.
Bagsman.
He was in my pool playing.
Andy Johnson. And also, you said it, Mark Viduka.
He was cold. Mark Viduka was fucking cold.
That's a good partnership I want to see.
A partnership, man. got the little man, big man. 4'2", little man, big man. Classic, mate.
My one, yeah. I don't know. Like, the first one, James Beattie.
I had James Beattie, man.
Great shout. Player.
And then there's a lot of players I could go through. I was going to do, like, Ricardo Fuller, but I was just like, that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Dean Ashton.
I can't even get up some losing his head when he was young.
Dean Ashton, yeah. West Ham fans saw him like God, bro.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally. Man's knee fucked up, but... His ankle
had to be fused. Yeah, something. Like,
I think his ankle, and his knee just finished, like, blew up.
That's crazy. That's a shame. I hate that shit, man.
Yeah, like, injuries just, like, rob you off, like, good players, man. But go on, what's yours?
So I got three strikers. I would go Amir Zaki.
Amir Zaki.
For 6 months, he come Premier League, tore it up, and then got dashed out for discipline reason. I said, yeah, he's an icon.
Them 2008 days, yeah. Dangerous player, man.
Roque Santa Cruz is another one.
Blackburn, isn't it?
Blackburn, yeah.
He went to City as well, wasn't it?
He was in their reserve squad for years. Yeah. Like, he
collecting the bag.
Collecting the bag, why not?
100%. 100%.
Send that money back to Paraguay. Time. And then Hugo Rodallega.
Yeah.
Rodallega!
Them cornrows there. Listen.
Them ghetto cornrows.
Ghetto braids.
I used to think that was awesome.
He had the meat meal gel braids. Come on.
Niggas has got money and they got poor hairstyles.
What's the New York rapper? Not Jim Jones. Is it? Flipping.
Vivian.
What?
Man, it's going out of my head. Someone said it looks like he gets his hair braided and then, like, runs a brush over it.
Jim Jones.
Oh, is it Jim Jones?
They said that about Jim Jones.
It's never neat.
They said that about Jim Jones. All right, do you know what? I had James Beattie, yeah? But there was another one in my mind that I'm replacing him with, obviously, to be different to Alex, yeah? So the first one I had was Ricardo Vaste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the other one I got is Adrian Mutu.
I'm cokehead.
Do you remember when he got popped? Then when they got popped, Jay, they tested him and he popped.
Because he was a baller before he got popped.
Adrian Mutu
well.
Was cold. Yeah. Adrian Mutu was cold.
That Chelsea, yeah, they were so scary.
When they first started
dominating the league, they were so scary. Like, when you look at it, it was like, it wasn't even like the most techie players.
It just bags when they signed Mutu, Kesman, Shevchenko, Crespo. They signed so many crazy
when
names.
When they got Jose as well.
Yeah.
I was like, all right.
Like, his home record, what was it like?
3 years or 4 years, it wasn't.
But they only conceded like 15 goals the whole season.
Yeah. The first one, the first season, they conceded 15 goals.
No, it's not.
That's never getting broken. Because even if you say City conceded 3 the other day.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Just like that.
That's about Perry. Ricardo Carvalho, John Terry.
Yeah. Makelele was in that team as well. Nah. Like,
only in the 38 game season.
Helmet check.
Yeah, pre-helmet check. Yeah.
Pre-CTE. Breach. Before the CTE.
Pre-CTE.
To be fair, yeah, I thought he'd be like bugging more like on the content side. Like, I don't know. Check. I know.
Don't you remember last year when Chelsea fans were protesting? And he's like bugging out in front of them. I said, he's kicking in here, man. Like, guys, we have to calm down. Nah, brother. This ain't the time for that. This ain't the time.
Read the room. Move. Ooh, this man.
Come and piss straight.
Oh, man. But nah, that's why I just love talking about like football when I was growing up, man. Football when I was growing up, I was just like so in love with
it.
I even told you like for like probably like a year ago, 2 years before that, I just fell in love. I fell out of love with football.
Yeah.
Like, it was to a point where I was like, I don't really want to be watching this. I think it was like probably after COVID hit.
Yeah.
I was like, I really love this stuff again. Yeah. That was a time where I was like, yeah. Like, I wasn't following Tottenham at all.
Yeah.
Like, there was one season Tottenham were doing so well. Niggas tell me, Tottenham win. I don't care. That's not my babies anymore. Like, and I came back, bare stress. I'm watching them. And I was like, even with Tottenham, man, like, I love watching them. But when I first left, we was playing exciting football. And now, winning more games.
You know what it is? I always think, yeah, football's more fun when you're just growing up.
Yeah.
Like you're getting to know new players, new leagues. Like,
are you just more naive to things as well?
Yeah. Like the guys.
Is that childish innocence?
Yeah. So the guys who are legends when you're like 10, 12, in your eyes, they're the goats. Yeah. Like R9 for me, ain't nothing topping that.
Yeah.
They can have Cristiano Messi, it don't matter. R9's the guy for me. Yeah. It's always who you grow up. I imagine the youths nowadays, that's why. When they argue with me on Twitter, you must start watching ball in 2014.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's
dismissed.
That's just the thing. It's like even me, in terms of, I find that's with everything, because with football and with anything, because for me, it's like, you talk about football and even we're having this debate, for instance, people are saying, oh, like, KDB might be the best midfielder in Premier League history.
Mm.
And they're throwing all
these. He's won that agenda.
He's won this many Champions Leagues, Premier Leagues, and he's got this many assists. And blah, blah, blah. Bro, I grew up watching Michael Ballack, Patrick Vieira. Like, you can't convince me KDB's better than Michael Ballack or Patrick Vieira. You just can't. I'm sorry, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't convince me he's better than Michael Ballack or Patrick Vieira.
I'm not going to argue it, but I'm not going to, like, you know.
That's the
I don't argue. I don't really go back and forth with it as much now, innit? Because I've noticed I'm arguing with 18-year-olds, innit?
No, with KDB, I'm not gonna call you crazy for it because he has a shout to
it. KDB's making a strong case.
My thing is, if I'm starting a team tomorrow, I'm taking Patrick Vieira and Michael Ballack over any midfielder who's ever played the game that I've seen. That's including Xavi, Iniesta. But that's what I'm saying. Because I agree with the guys I grew up watching. I remember watching like the 2002 World Cup when I was a youth and I'm seeing Ballack doing a madness. I'm like, bro, I didn't know if the nigga was playing up front or if he was playing centre back.
Yeah.
Because the nigga was everywhere. The nigga was legit. He's the first midfielder. He's the first midfielder I legit go everywhere. Like, I'm watching it with my brother and I'm like, yo, where's he playing?
Yeah. You see him, like, and Gerrard, for me, were the two guys I said they can do anything.
Anything.
You see a few guys, yeah.
Liverpool failed Gerrard.
He should have left in 2004. Linked up with Lampard. Yeah. Him, Lampard, Makelele in midfield. Jose would have patterned it.
He'd have but scouts got to his door. Like, you're not leaving, lad.
That man posting his address online saying, yo, leave.
But there you go. Why made you start to support Tottenham? Are you, like, you're from there? Or?
So I was born in Holland, Amsterdam, and then I came here when I was, what, 7, 8? And then dumped straight into N17 Tottenham, bruv. Yeah. So went, obviously, MPK, which is across the road. I was like... Every man in school as well was like, hey, come, Arsenal, man. Yeah. Arsenal. And I'm like, I don't know, there's a hater within my soul. I was like, nah, man.
Just didn't feel right.
I need to be against what you men are.
I've got to be contrary.
100%.
Bro, it's bad weird. Like, growing up, like, all my friends in Tottenham supported Arsenal. I just didn't get it. Like, them in, that man hated Tottenham.
Even though Tottenham's a black area, it's for some reason it's weird to me.
All the fans are white.
Yeah,
black.
Can't lie to you.
You know what? Because most of the Tottenham fans, they come from like
Enfield.
Yeah, Enfield and just outside of London area.
Yeah.
That's why when I stopped going to games, I was just like, yo, I don't really feel like as one.
Can't lie to you. Yeah. People always ask me, why don't you go to more games? I'm like, bruv, it's not that culture.
I don't
feel as one with the fans. A lot of times I'm arguing with a lot of these niggas online. Fuck them, man. So I watch it from TV. My home, bro.
Whenever I go, I just feel like out of place. Like, I shouldn't be there, kind of thing.
Like, I'll be real with you. That's the one thing where even Arsenal, I give them.
Big culture club.
And they've always been that culture club because they've had always the African players, the French players. Yeah. So it's always been like, all my uncles and that, they're all Arsenal fans. I'm like, fuck you.
And all your friends around you, a lot of them are Arsenal fans as well.
Which is understandable.
And also, either you know someone that used to play for Arsenal. Arsenal was touched everyone's life one way or another.
Definitely.
I support Tottenham because, my cousin used to play for Tottenham and then started giving my dad tickets. And my dad's a Man United supporter. So he just kind of like, said, no, he ain't supporting Man United. He's going to support Tottenham.
Yeah.
He didn't want you to glory.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Give you character. When the grand end.
But I wanted to ask you lot, you see, like you were saying, like, Ballack's better than De Bruyne, What's you lot's football takes that no one else can, like, convince you otherwise?
Gerrard's better than Lampard. No one can convince you.
Does it have to be, like, an outrageous one or just something that I stand on?
Just something you just stand on. Like my one, for instance, Dele Alli's goal against Man United,
Which one?
Where the ball's dropping from the sky and he brings it in between two players and just taps it in.
Oh, yeah.
Is better than, like, Bergkamp's goal where he does the spin thing.
The spin thing.
I'll be real, I don't even think that's Dele Alli's best goal.
Dele Alli's goal. Palace.
No. That Palace one.
Even the one against Arsenal when he dinked it near Chelsea, sorry, when he dinked it near post.
No. I'm just thinking about, do you know how far that ball went up in the sky? To do that touch in between two men in the box, with two centre backs on you. And I've always said that is probably one of his best goals, as in technically. Like, he would never be able to do that again. Ever.
He can't
do that now. That nigga's finished. That nigga. I didn't want to say that, but like.
Hey, in Turkey.
Yeah, but that's my guy. Like, Dele Alli went to Everton, and I was like, yeah, like, we back up.
Yeah.
And it was just like.
He's Bob, bro. You don't get it.
Yeah, he's Bob.
I knew that nigga was lost. Yeah. As soon as Jose came, I said, Jose can't get 9 out of
it. Yeah.
He's done.
Someone said, as soon as he denounced his last name, he's. Because he said, yeah, like, I don't fuck with my last name.
Yeah.
So the ancestors said it. Yeah? Okay.
Just watch it.
You got one.
The Balak one is obviously one, but. What's the.
Balak hit one of the best penalty, well, the best penalty ever in the Champions League. They said it's the most perfect penalty ever.
Best penalty I ever saw was probably Charles Angriz in the World Cup against Brazil. If you ain't seen it, penalty shootout, the nigga slapped it. The nigga slapped it so top bins.
Yeah.
Like you see Harry Maguire's one?
Imagine that,
but like better. Like the nigga slapped it so bins.
Yeah.
Like I remember I was watching it on my Skybox. I rewinded it and I missed the rest of the shootout. Like I watched the rest of the shootout late.
Because
I kept rewinding it. I said the nigga slapped it so bins. I could not believe it. Watch it. I'll show you after. The nigga put it so bins.
Like that, bruv. There's no stopping it, man.
It's one of them ones where as soon as it leaves your foot,
you know.
Even us, we've played football, whatever. You've had times where you've hit the ball.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, this is going in.
Yeah.
Like, before you even finish the action of shooting, as soon as your foot touches the ball, you're like, this is going top bins.
How would you lot rate yourself, like, playing football-wise? I seen it on Twitter when there was...
Amongst my contemporaries.
Huh?
Amongst, like, my contemporaries, people I play with, like...
Yeah. Not you against, like...
I'm finished product now, bro. My hamstring.
I swear to you, I played like 2 weeks ago, yeah?
Mm.
I had a groin... No, it was like 4 weeks ago. I still got this groin injury. And niggas starting to think it's an STD.
That's about groin injuries.
I woke up, it's like burning. I was like, yeah, this groin's finished. So I was like, hey, I might need to go to a different doctor.
You said your thing that you never change.
I figured mine out as well, but yeah, go on.
I think Ramos being the greatest centre back of all time.
He is.
In my opinion. I stand on that. I think, especially if you're going to even compare it to like the Nestas, the Maldinis, I think from a totality, the tools in his box.
Yeah. Also, Maldini played most of his as a left back.
Throw his name in there, but I'm like, when you look at all the names you compare him to, I think he's got way more tools. I think the people who will always put his bookings record against him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, bruv, he's one of them old school defenders playing in a soft era. So it's never going to look good. But the way I see it, I like that dog aggressionness. Yeah. So for me.
What's your thoughts on that on that topic? Like, if you slide tackle, you've lost already. Was it like Maldini said it?
Maldini is like, if you tackle, you've made a mistake. Bullshit,
because I remember I tweeted up a video of Euro 2000 where Seedorf was taking him for a dance, bruv.
Yeah.
Go check the first 10 minutes of that game. Man was sly tackling all over the place. Talk to me. Follow your own rules.
I got two ticks. One of them is Wesley Schneider should have been on the podium in 2010.
Facts.
He wasn't on the podium? He
wasn't even on the podium.
No, he should have won. And Ribery as well.
Yeah, Wesley Schneider Ribery should have won in 2013. Yeah. And then my other one, Sami Yeto is better than Henry. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
Huh?
Ooh.
Sami Yeto, I'm sorry.
Obviously, yeah.
Sami Yeto is better than Henry. Sami Yeto is better. I'm sorry. He just did.
Now you said that Henry's better than R9.
No, he's if we're doing this while we're on the subject, in terms of their profile, I saw this on Twitter the other day. Profile, watching football, I'm not going to count R9 because even though I watched R9, I'm talking about being able to sit and analyze the game, innit? Not even as like a whatever, but just being able to watch it and be like, okay, I understand what I'm seeing. I can articulate and explain what I'm seeing on the get me, like, properly, right? So the last we'll say 15 years, kind of, yeah? Haaland's the best striker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Profile-wise. I'm sorry.
Mm.
6'5" and can run like that, can finish like that on both his feet.
So,
I'm sorry, that's the best striker I've ever seen.
I said,
profile-wise.
I said, No, 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 no.
No, profile, profile.
I hate profile-wise.
Like, maybe not in terms of long, whatever, but just the profile. I've never seen anything like that. He's like Zlatan, if Zlatan could run like Henry.
Yeah.
Fares.
Like.
Fares, I hear it.
Do you know what? Yeah,
even the goal, who was it, the goal he scored where the ball came over?
Dortmund one.
I'm like, bro, how did, what?
It's nuts.
I said, yeah. The guy's fake.
When he gets top end speed as well.
Oh, bruv. The thing is, he ain't even reached his physical prime.
Yeah.
I always told a story. I was watching Bayern versus Dortmund. It was like 2 years ago, yeah. Alaba is where the door is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Haaland is like where I am. The ball gets played in front of Alaba. Within 3 steps, they were standing next to each other. Yeah. I'm not even exaggerating.
Because he's
Haaland is so fake and he's like 22. He ain't even reached his physical prime.
I've said,
yet.
Yeah, if he does 2 seasons, and he gives me around 40 goals around that thing. Yeah. Just 2 seasons. Yeah. He's the greatest striker to come Prem.
That's what I think his plan is to do.
Yeah, I think
if he just does it in 2 seasons.
His dad was saying he wants to do a tour of the world.
Yeah, he's got really schools and everything. Yeah.
I think 2-3 years come and decimate every record, smash up everything and then say, yo, La Liga, Mbappe, I'll meet you there type of thing.
Mm. But the thing is, yeah, now like he's on what, 14 goals?
Yeah.
Now that he's on 14 goals, yeah, say if he ended the season with 29 goals, is he a flop?
The guy scored 29 goals.
But like,
scored 29 goals in your debut season.
Remember when?
What it is? That's too much nut in the beginning.
he was nutting too crazy. And then it dried up. Remember when Pogba got like 6-7 assists in the first 3 games? Yeah. And niggas was talking about, hey,
Henry way there. Yeah. He's still waiting.
Nigga went missing for a whole year. He said, I done my job. But that's the thing, like, you see like the purple patches, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, if it happens, I think it will happen where it's going to be
he's
like,
going to have a drought because
it's going to be like
it's football and it happened. It's not anything against him.
Mm.
If he doesn't have a drought, then we need to have a serious conversation.
Yeah.
Because he's on course to score 50 goals in the league.
Yeah.
See, I don't think there's a drought. I think there could be an injury. It's the only thing.
Yeah, he's never been.
If he plays 30 league games, he'll score 40 goals.
Because I think the service he gets and like you said, the profile he has, there's nothing stopping him.
You have to understand something.
Grown men in their chest like that and treat them like boys.
When you play for Pep, all you have to do is poach.
Yeah.
They're literally.
Like, that's why Gabriel Jesus is complaining about, bro, you were getting. Gabriel Jesus pissed me off. Listen. He's having a great season, yeah? I'm not even going to bang on him, innit? He's having a great season, innit? He is. He really is, yeah? But he keeps talking about, oh, I got my joy and I'm this and I'm that. All you had to do was poach.
Yeah.
But
Brazilians all you had to do was poach. Brazilians don't want
to
do that.
Nah, man. All you had to do. You had the easiest job. Bro, all you had to do was poach. All you had to do was, you were getting.
I can't lie, though. Being a poacher is boring, bro.
Yeah.
You think Gabriel Jesus is never going to score 4 goals in the Prem game for Arsenal? He's never going to get those kind of chances, bro. All you have to do is poach. You're playing in the easiest.
You want to drop in, link up.
Yeah. Even
in the pocket.
Rooney was like, yo, I know everyone wanted me to play the number nine, but I hated it.
You hated everything
but poach. And I knew poaching, I would get 20, 30 goals.
Whenever
he did play up front, he banged goals.
He got like close to 30,
10-11, I think it was.
It was that season when they lost. That was when I knew Rooney was different. When they lost Tevez and Ronaldo, and Rooney almost won them the league on his own.
Single-handedly.
That was when I knew Rooney was different.
As you said, like being a striker is low-key like the worst position. Everyone like growing up wanted to be a winger.
Winger and
like everyone wanted to get on the ball.
Centre mid, yeah.
So like, yeah, centre mids got onto the ball
all the time.
And it's like, I remember like with strikers, like you're always like, for instance, back to goal. Yeah, you're back to goal strikers, mad boring.
Yeah.
Back to goal, lay off, spin off, doesn't come to you.
Yeah.
It gets frustrating. I understand it. But with Haaland, he be saying like, yo, if I get a tap in, there's something inside me that
I'm good.
That guy, he's not well. He's not well. Like, but with him, he is a different breed. I've never seen anything like him, bro. That was gonna say like, who is better, Mbappe or Haaland? But it was more of a conversation. Mbappe's like, he's not Messi, but he's like Messi Ronaldo kind of thing. Messi like, Mbappe can pick up the ball, dribble, can make nothing out of sight.
He's got the DIY ability. The thing is for me, yeah, I'm different, innit? I'm not this guy where, like, even for instance, we talk about someone like Darwin, yeah. I don't have an issue with the fact that Darwin, like, can't do everything that, for instance, like a Firmino can do, or Luis Suarez because he played for Liverpool recently, or whatever. Right? I have an issue with Darwin because he's not good.
Like, Darwin, you know, I respect the realness.
Darwin and Haaland are very similar.
You can't walk in a straight line and talk at the same time.
Like, bro, the guy can't chew gum and walk.
Nigga, stop. Like, yeah, you got to think, like, bro.
Like, my thing is, Haaland and Darwin aren't too dissimilar in terms of their play style and profile. Both of them are big, strong boys, physical, can run in behind, etc., etc. But Haaland can strike a ball. Like, aside from Darwin not being able to touch a ball, there's been times where he's had a one-on-one on goal and fluffed it,
bro,
with no one around him.
Even yesterday in the championship, there was a couple one-on-1v1s around.
Yeah, like five chances.
Like, the guy struggles. All of them hit the keeper. But my thing is, like, I was saying in the summer, okay, my only thing with Darwin is that he's going to get so many chances that it's impossible for him to flop. He's getting the chances and he's missing.
And I said, when them first two goals went in, everyone was like, yeah, well, Darwin's going to start cooking. I said, do you know how clunky this brother is?
He's bad clunky, but nothing that fucked him up, though. Getting that red card.
Yeah.
He's too much of a goon, bro.
Killed the momentum.
Yesterday, the game yesterday, imagine to fight the guy. Like, bro, move out of the way.
Where did you lot see Liverpool sitting end of the season?
Third. Seventh.
I still think top four.
I still think we're going to sort it out. It might be naive.
What have you seen?
I haven't seen
anything.
I know, but I just thought...
My thing is, like, that season where we finished third, I don't know how we finished third. Last 10 games of the season, we won like eight of the... My only thing is that, like, I don't think those there and around us are as shit as they were back then. City are City. Arsenal look serious.
Oh, yeah.
Man United and Tottenham, we don't know. Chelsea, we don't know.
Yeah.
We have to just bank on them not being good. But if it gets to, like, Christmas and we're still doing this... World Cup, sorry. If it gets to, like, the World Cup and we're still doing this nonsense, but we still have 7 games left in October.
True.
You get me?
Very busy period.
But it's like, mad. With Arsenal, if Arsenal put up a fight against Man City, I'm scared. That's when I start.
Well, I saw you playing Arsenal this weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's if they do something, that's when I might just.
No, Arsenal go, play Liverpool this weekend.
Liverpool, then they got City.
And then Liverpool play City next week.
Yeah.
Two losses on the bounce. We're going to hold like 10. Yeah. Haaland's going to do something crazy to us.
But that's the thing, yeah, like. With Arsenal, they're low-key, they're starting to scare me. They didn't scare me against Tottenham, though.
But that's going to have a crazy game against Haaland, and these fucking top reds are going to come to him. Oh, class is permanent.
Yeah. what? Levels ain't the same, bro.
That nigga finito.
But also, I've got a few questions to ask you. Look, next manager to get sacked.
Klopp.
Come on, man.
I hope so.
Damn, nigga, you niggas turning on him.
Yes.
Hey, yo. Is this just going up?
Yes.
Yes. We need to...
Out.
Darwin slander.
No, out.
I never seen Liverpool fans like this.
Out, man.
I love this.
I thought he was the Messiah. Hey. The Messiah.
No.
Big mess up.
James Milner and Kent Henderson are still in my club. And that's due to Klopp.
Someone was like, yo, we released Klopp from the shackles of Milner. The nigga chaining himself. I think he's chaining himself.
Oh, I can't lie to you. I think that bleep test shit, yeah, is pulling the wool over a lot of man's eyes every time a man come back.
There's no way you can justify James Milner getting serious minutes in the year 2022 of our Lord.
At 37 years of age.
The nigga's 38 in January.
He left City because it was surplus requirements nearly 10 years ago.
I think when
no, let's not act like he was never good for us.
No, but
he was good.
But he was surplus requirements to City 10 years ago. We're meant to compete with them.
Right.
This was killing
right.
Me. This nigga loved Mover that much.
I'm trying to better myself.
Oh shit, don't kill me, man.
I think it's so crazy. I'm trying so hard not to. Oh,
bro.
Speak with lisp.
Oh, man. But I've got another question for everyone. Oh, no, but who do you think is getting sacked next?
What's the Forest manager?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get that nigga the fuck
out of here. Steve Clark out of here. Get out of here. 21 players. That's who does that?
He's looking like he ain't slept since last year.
Get that nigga the fuck.
Nah.
These players, they don't know each other's names yet.
Bruh.
Do you want to hear the story when they sacked Scott Parker? When they were like, yo, like, is it going to get worse? And he was like, yeah.
He said, I ain't got no backing, bruv. Sack me.
But nah, but yeah, like, I was saying, like, you see, like in FIFA Ultimate Team, where like the chemistry.
Yeah.
Imagine you're a championship team. You got your team up to the Premier League. Yeah.
And you see, stick with what worked.
And you seen 22 new niggas come in, and you're thinking, hold on, like, and
who are these niggas?
But then,
who are these niggas?
That's so crazy. My thing is like, what happened to all of the players from last season?
Bro, I think they released like 18 of them, but there was bare loans and that involved as well.
Hell, man.
And I was like, but at least if they're loans,
Those are the ones you make permanent.
You got to stick to what got you to the dance, though, man. Yeah,
yeah. What you should do, obviously, what smart teams you want to get promoted? Obviously, they add a few players here and there.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't buy 21 players.
Yeah. It's a whole new squad.
Bro. Literally, it's
you got to just bolster whatever you think was weakest from last season. Mm-hmm. You got to keep that core. Your captain, your centre half, your midfielder, your top goal scorer. Like what Brentford kind of did. Brentford brought in the players. They brought, look what Eriksen did for them. Eriksen was an amazing signer for them. But they kept Tony. They kept, do you get me? They kept all of the key parts. Yeah, the core pieces of them got them promoted.
See, and what you do over the years, you add more play. You don't just do a massive overhaul.
Yeah, even if you're a big team, you don't do these. Even City, look at the way Pep's done it. Pep spent a lot of money. Pep hasn't gone out and bought a million players. He's bought a player here, a player there.
Have you got the team that they do horribly when they buy bad players? Remember Liverpool, they Suarez money. They bought eight players.
Tottenham, Bell money. Oh, yeah.
Bought bad players. Horrible.
Even what we did, we always joke about the Coutinho money, but Van Dijk, Alisson, Fabinho, bang. Yeah. Champions League,
but that,
Premier League.
That happened in parts.
Exactly.
Windows.
Exactly.
Yeah. Windows.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you got to do it gradually. So you bring my man in, okay, let him get adjusted. Once he's fitting, bring in a new piece. You don't bring in a million new pieces.
It's my guy got 100, they got like 100 plus million from the championship getting promoted.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah,
did they come in through the playoffs?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because the playoffs, you get bread. You get bread from winning the playoffs, yeah.
But then, who was the other team? Not in Bournemouth.
And Forest, Bournemouth, and Fulham.
Yeah.
We got to start doing things here. You know those yo-yo clubs? We got to like ban them off.
Fulham are nice.
I said
West Brom.
Yeah. West Brom.
Norwich.
Yeah. And Fulham.
Boomer.
Nah, Fulham are all right. I think Fulham will start now.
I think I feel like if you get relegated three times, there should be like a 2-year ban.
Yeah.
You can't come back to Premier League.
No matter what you do, you can be first.
Break records if you like. You ain't getting it.
Yeah. No entry.
No, wait.
No blacks, no dogs, no Irish.
Hey, the fair rule. Hey, since you're so good, do it again.
Yeah.
Run it back.
Win by two.
But nah, it does get annoying, but like Bournemouth, they are not surviving.
That's Bournemouth, they need to get their lighties back.
Yeah.
Get them lighties back. When they get them lighties back, they'll stay in the Prem.
They had like 7-8 lighties that they just used to rotate on the wings.
Tottenham did it first though.
Remember Tottenham
had Jake Livermore, Eunice Kabul,
Lennon.
Bare man.
Yeah.
Like, Tom Huddleston.
Hey man, what kills me on TikTok,
Niggas even had Vorm in goal. Like 8 lighties.
Someone on TikTok was like, yeah, I've got my dreads now. Where's that Palace contract?
Palace got mandem, bro.
Hey, no, but who do you think Zaha's gonna go to next year?
Nigga, he's 30.
He ain't going nowhere.
Where's he going?
He's tied to that.
You know, Zaha and Harry Kane are silly. They should have never signed those deferral contracts.
Yeah, 7 years. Damn.
And Lucky Williams contract.
But
Scottie Pippen contract, 7 years, 17 million. Nigga, damn.
Well, you know,
nigga, damn. I still hear that shit today. I'm like, yo, I'm still hurt.
You're so funny when it's great. The nigga told him, don't sign it.
I need the money now, man.
He said, if you sign it, I can't help you.
Yeah.
And the nigga signed it and then got upset when they couldn't help him. But my thing is this, sorry to cut you off, but I was having this discussion with someone, how do you guys feel about, like, let's say for instance, I'm a GM and I give you 3 years, 60 million, and you have an amazing first year. And then you're like, I'm worth more than this. Give me a new contract, but you still got 2 years left.
We can talk after the second year.
Yeah.
Because my thing is like, let's say I gave you 3 years, 60 million and you underperformed. You're not going to give me money back.
Yeah.
You're not like, why are you going to demand?
With three years is techie. Like, if it was like 4 year thing, first year, it's like, But then if I have faith in you, it'd be like, you got to sign that extra 4 years. This is an 8 year deal now. Yeah. Like, do what you want.
Because some man, they won't offer extra years, they'll offer just extra money.
Yeah.
I'll give you more years.
You got to get them. Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Yeah.
But
what were you going to say?
No, I was thinking 17 million, then you got to deal with Lars of Pippen, of course. said,
she's giving that man a run around.
She's with Michael Jordan's son, isn't it?
I was thinking.
Sorry? Was she?
She's with Michael Jordan's son, bro.
She said, I can't have Jordan, I'm going to get the closest thing to it.
It's bro, it's so much.
Sickening.
It's how many drinks you ever used that against him? Like in an argument?
Yeah, probably.
That's crazy. Yo, but get me. Hey, Jordan's bitch.
hey, look
what Jordan. I let Future hit just to get at him.
That's so crazy.
Is that
actually true?
That's what I don't know
if true. Hey, if the internet says it's true, it's true here.
It's more entertaining.
Yeah.
But some women are spiteful, man. Hey, man, some people be like letting the the ops hit once they die. Like, damn, damn.
Oh. I remember I saw a picture on Twitter. The nigga was getting the troop was getting back shots on the nigga's grave.
Oh my god,
that's crazy.
Seeing that shit as well. Like,
that's crazy. I can't lie, I'm waking up.
Don't wake it up.
Back shots of my grave.
Rest in peace. Nah, nigga.
Nah, that's rest in peace, bro.
Nah, that's man. So crazy.
Nah, man. Some people are super mad, like, disrespectful. You see, like them niggas who are like pour Henny on someone's grave.
Duh.
Damn nigga. Damn nigga.
You know when they're celebrating.
The guy like Captain Morgan.
Have you seen the thing when a guy here goes, oh, you got up grave, yeah, and like does like signs on it on top of it, and he's like, oh, fuck the dead up.
Nah,
he's standing on top of the gravestone.
Oh, the gravestone.
Yeah.
Bro, the worst one I seen was the nigga that turned up to the funeral and was like, swear my mama won't slap this nigga. Swear my mama. Bow. Whole casket drops. I said, nah. That's a sick one.
I be thinking, what did he make niggas that mad?
What did he do to make niggas that mad?
Fucking
hell. Hey, don't finish me, man.
When you hear someone gets killed, yeah, they go to the funeral and the funeral gets shot up. Like, damn, he's dead already.
He's dead.
He said, yeah, everyone's going to be there that I missed.
Oh, fuck it up. Yo, I was going to ask, where you get that top from?
China.
Why is there Bob Marley on Ajax team? Because it's making colours.
Yeah, it was the special kit. Last year one there. Because Bob Marley was an Ajax fan.
Oh, so done.
Well, he said he was an Ajax fan one time.
Why?
Them niggas ran with it.
Yeah. It's not the blunt one. Hey!
It's legal here. Yeah.
He found out where it came from. Was that all right?
You niggas okay? Wait. Talk about Ajax, yeah? Mm. You see what my tweet that you lot said was wild, yeah? Yeah? I wouldn't bring it up.
I didn't even see. I was asleep.
Please. But you see there was someone quote to it was like 5-1... It was like 5-1 Man City, and they showed a picture of Sir Alex Ferguson. Mm-hmm. It's from an Ajax account.
I saw it. And someone posted a black screen.
Said it's crazy.
Oh, because Ajax got popped yesterday, innit?
6-1 or something, innit?
Yeah, they got hammered. They got hammered.
I swear. When I seen it, yeah, you know what I see? Because I didn't get the context of it. Like, I was like, what? Like, why is it black screen?
I thought my phone was a loading problem. Yeah. I was like, what's going on? Like.
Nah, I can't lie, dude. That's the shit I love on Twitter. You don't see me liking it, but I'm in the dark. Like
Smith is in the car. Yeah. A cigarette.
Hey, bro. Do you know what? That's why. See, when I make a joke, yeah, there's bad niggas in my DMs like, yo, this funny. I was like, but I'm getting cooked. Back me.
Help me, nigga.
And the worst thing is like, everyone's like, yeah, you're weird. But people are like laughing behind scenes.
Laughs and hidden.
Yeah. I'm like, nah, this funny.
Nah, man.
You got laughing at me.
Co-sign me.
You see the second part of the meme, Homer shines the car light on it. Yeah.
You got to expose these niggas.
Oh, man.
You got to expose these niggas. Nah, man.
Said, man. Dark humor's been hitting extra hard.
I remember seeing something when I think it was either Ajax or Barca popped someone and they were like, oh, total football, like, Cruyff smiling down and like, that nigga looking up. I said, why is Johan Cruyff in hell?
I think someone said, what makes you so sure he's looking down?
Nigga got a couple cases.
Hey, man.
Hey, that is fucking insane, bro.
I swear to you now.
Oh my goodness. Twitter is so like.
Bruv, it's nuts.
Nah, that's what's spooky. You know what it is, yeah? Like, even like football Twitter, yeah? Like, I understand that most of them are like 15 year olds now, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, but them niggas be making me laugh, man. like, they are funny once you get outside arguing with them.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're never going to catch me arguing about who's better. Like, I would drop my 2p and that's it. If I see a random football account has got a random football player and I just look at it, I was like, bro, we ain't going arguing.
Yeah.
But hey,
I just like, well, you know, somebody has a disaster class.
Yeah, yeah.
You post a picture, is this the next?
Yeah.
The funniest
meme, yeah.
The troops one is the funniest.
Hey, there's
one.
There's
troops one.
That is undefeated.
You see the brother that does it every week for Sancho?
Yeah.
Nigga blocked me, yeah. I was like,
why'd he block you? That's pain.
Hey, everyone was laughing at me. See, I knew what the picture was that he posted, yeah. I still had to flip it on the Apes on Tape account, yeah, just to see it. Just to check all the
I said, half of Twitter's got me blocked. I got to use the other account to really enjoy it. I swear. Seen something though. Are you man, Anita, individually, are you man running out on an 8K bill?
Yeah.
Yo, I'm so happy you messed up. Six Dom Perignon. Nah, my nigga. I was laughing.
72 Red Bulls. 72 Red Bulls.
I seen six Dom Perignon. I was crying.
Am I Jay-Z?
I tweeted like four times. I was like, I can't believe a nigga put six Dom Perignon.
Six Dom Perignon. 72 Red Bull.
72 Yo. Red Bull.
Service charge was like
them niggas have been asleep
itself.
For. Them niggas have been awake for 3 days. Niggas said, oh, that's so
they really want to gain wings, huh?
Nah,
that's
man.
So crazy.
No, I said, there were people laughing like, yo, he ran out on the 8K. I'm like,
good, good.
Apparently he got invited to the table for free.
Yeah, like no, it was like his rich friends. They were paying it.
Yeah.
Obviously, when Bill comes now, obviously you know the rich niggas they're paying it. Yeah. But the girl's like, "Why are you not paying, nigga? They're paying.
None of your business."
Yeah. And the girl flipped it like, "Oh,
we have to understand." So I said this on Twitter. If there's women business going on, don't get involved because you always lose. Like, there's never been a time when a nigga's gotten himself involved in women's business on Twitter and come out. Get me smelling of roses. Do you
know,
never.
Do you know the worst ones are? Yeah, is they'll niggas say something flagrant, and then there's always a nigga. Man, these bitches talking to me, and I'm like, "Hey, oh, yeah. Get the grill ready. We have a sacrificial lamb."
Now he's getting cooked. Yeah,
you got niggas around the grill. You got niggas around the grill with that beef.
Hey, give me my apron.
That's good meat. Flip it, flip it. But I was saying, like the whole 8K thing, like going with like certain friends who are a little bit more up than you. Like, I swear to you, New Year's Eve, I never done a club table thing, so I've done it this year. And then we get to the thing and then we added more people to the table last minute. And I'm with Keys now at the front. And the guy's like, "Yeah, we can move your table, whatever. It's gonna cost you like an extra 6-7 bills, yeah." I'm like, "Whew, that's a lot of money. Let's head back." Keys grabbed me. He was like, "No, like we got this."
We
said damn nigga. Why are you talking to me? Who are you talking to?
You got the wrong guy.
But either way, yeah, like he sweet talked me. I was like, "All right, cool, fucking let's split it." And I was like, "That's me done though for the whole
year."
But then
it's even niggas I've done for the year.
Yeah. But then I was like, "Cool." So we started getting lit inside, yeah. He started ordering more bottles. I'm like, damn.
This ain't on the spreadsheet.
Yeah. Bro. But then Moses started getting excited as well. This nigga ordering shisha. I'm like, yo.
In the club.
So I grabbed the manager. I was like, "Yo, how much is a shisha?" And he was like, "Yeah, it's about 280.
$2.80?
Safe.
I said, that.
Safe. I said, that.
But then I know Moses hasn't asked for the price on it. And Moses come around like, "Nah, this shisha's on me." I was like, "Yeah."
It better be.
It better be.
So then I think he ordered a bottle as well. And he was like, "Yeah, okay." Then the manager comes with like the bill and everything. Yeah. And he came up to me. He was like, "Oh, that brother, don't look at me." I said,
"I ain't the wee you're looking for."
This had nothing to do with me.
Oh, wow.
So then, I know.
And it's the funniest thing in clubs, watching conversations, yeah. And like Moses, like, "Yeah, I'll handle it." So the guy's like whispering to his ear, and Moses is a bit drunk. That nigga sobered up when he heard like the final. Nigga woke up like, "Oh wow!" But yeah, 280 for shisha, to the electric shisha.
Electric,
bro. Aww. Niggas got vapes. It's vape. It's a.
Nah, that's a violation.
I've never been a big like uptown club. Only time I ever go with my drug dealer friends. They pay. I'm not.
Nah, literally, like with like clubs and stuff, like I've. That was probably like the last time I went to a club, and before that, I can't even tell you when.
Yeah.
Like, even in London as well.
It's too expensive, bro. And it's 8K, bro. Yes, and, I'm running out on the bill.
Like, yeah, 8K, and it's not my scene. I like the bars and like the intimate vibes. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I could chat to a nice little
and
honey.
Move about on that.
Yeah.
Even going to sit at a table is like.
Yeah, like
you're just with your people. You might as well have just gone through a restaurant.
Yeah, like
it's just way better when you're younger.
No.
Like when you're like 18, you know when it's all new to you.
Yeah.
All shit, it's all exciting and you want to do it every week. But
even so, like my first like touch was like more of like the scatty clubs. I just loved it. But then I went, I think my idea of...
16 rays.
Yeah, but my ideas of doing it big bro. Was going to Oceana and getting a table. That was my, we're the boys in town. I might even come up with a three-piece suit that day. Like...
Nah. What about faces?
Lost, man. Hey, man, the white man had you on a hold up in there, man. Yeah. What were you doing in faces?
Don't worry about doing in faces. I was in faces.
I swear, faces were like one of the funniest things. Like, anything could happen. I remember my boy went faces, I think it was one of them clubs, and he was must have been snapping, and I see my cousin behind. So my cousins used to play for Tottenham, Alton. He used to play with like Lily King. So then I see them two in the back. Oh, no, that's crazy. Them two at the same club, whatever, him and Ledley. Then I go to sleep. I would look at his snap, and it's him trying to fight Ledley King.
What the fuck?
You know the ones where you just think you're in a simulation? And I'm just like, and I'm seeing like through other people's snap, like my cousin's in the back, like trying to drag Ledley. And my boy is just like, just shouted at Ledley King. I was like, bro, like, how did you get into that thing? I think someone wanted a picture.
And he wasn't having it.
And then he must have been, Ledley's a drinker. Apparently, like I think it's been known for time. That nigga just...
King Reese.
That's another one of my shouts. If he stayed fit, he'd be a top five centre back ever.
That was one of my shouts. Yeah. Ledley King's
man
better.
Man never trained, didn't he? Just played.
Ledley King's better than John Terry.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I can fuck John
Terry. Hey.
Nigga, fuck John
Terry. I got flamed in a group chat. Niggas said I was bugging. I said... Hey, give him.
Ledley King didn't even train. He'd show up on a. He was amazing.
He already said that was his hardest.
Yeah, he did.
Hey man, Ledley King was serious, but then they said John Terry technically is better. I had to give him.
He is better technically.
Yeah, John Terry.
But the era that Ledley King played in, it wasn't as important.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He was just a fucking animal.
Like he matches him on every aspect tool wise. John Terry's just a better shagger.
Yeah, and he was white. Ledley was just a bit too, like Rio Ferdinand, hey, you got a little light skin guy, you got a diversity pick. and he was really good.
Noble Phil Porter. Hey, we're talking about the slimest nigga. You know when he was leaving?
He said, I can't lie, he was actually one of the main reasons why I said, fuck Arsenal.
Yeah, fuck nah.
But all them, I think, listen, man, all them centre backs, Sol Campbell, Ledley King, Rio Ferdinand, I mean, they're all better than John Terry.
Yeah, but John Terry just had that English heart.
Yeah.
But Joshua still Nick, is a
John Terry playing with broken ribs.
Hey, the ball. Hey, you know that play where the ball was on the floor and he
swallowed his tongue?
Yeah.
The nigga almost swallowed his tongue.
But
that's the shit we care about in this country, innit?
Yeah, yeah.
Badge on the sleeve.
Yeah, heart on the sleeve and that.
Top shagger.
No. John Terry was amazing. Don't get me wrong. I just think there was some of these centre backs were better than him. Like.
Hey, wait, I forgot what you done to Anton Ferdinand. Fuck that nigga.
You
can't take what Eric, he ain't got no technical ability. Fuck. Nah.
He's racist, but you can't deny him as a player. That's how Suarez is. He's racist, but
Bruce
the pudding.
I said one thing about women's football. I was like, sometimes it needs a bit of animosity in women's football for it to be built up. It needs a little racism in there. Like, it needs
racist scandal.
A little something.
They had one in it with that coach, and then that light skin
weren't big enough.
Yeah. Score the goal, let's go hug him.
But do you know what is, like,
or maybe, I don't know if it's misogynistic. This might sound misogynistic, but maybe they need like a I was fucking your nigga scandal.
They need they need an Ime Udoka scandal.
Yeah,
they need a coach running through.
They need to tell us. They need to tell us.
And they're like, hold on. This was the reason why they're winning.
You give them dick. Not tactic, dick.
They need to tell us what Ime did, because these people are doing this Chinese whispers thing where it's like, oh, I know what he did.
Yeah.
So at first it was like, oh, we don't have all the information. We can't make a comment on it. Mm. Then the next day it was everyone saying they know what he did, but no one wants to say what it is. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, you can't have it both ways. Either tell us what he did or shut the fuck up.
Yeah, literally.
Do you know what I mean?
No,
what's the point of suspending for 1 year, bro? Just fire him.
Did it to Sean Payton. Did it to Sean Payton.
Barney. Headhunting niggas though.
Yeah, Barney, guess what I mean? They suspend him for 1 year and let him come back. They could do something similar. I guess they went suspend him for a year, do the investigation, see what happens, innit? But it's not the first time it happened with Sean Payton.
Definitely getting sacked.
It's not the first time someone's been suspended for a year. I just don't know what he's done, so I can't speak on it.
Alright, cool. Dog. We gotta wrap up episode 51.
Thank you. We've reached 1,000 subscribers on YouTube.
Have we?
Yeah.
Damn.
Big up.
To the 100,000, but appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man.
Niggas about to be making 2p a video.
On that grind.
Mama, I got a job.
Somewhere.
Yeah, man.
Appreciate you guys,
LG
man.
LG Pod.
Shouts out to Fuad for coming today, man.
Because you lot on a new channel now.
Yeah, FTBL, we moved over.
What, you might lost your masters.
We secured the Supermax.
They sold the masters.
We sold the masters.
That's the Supermax, bro. In a year's time, the Fuad's going to be like, yo, this 360 deal. I want my rights back.
I'm still what it looks like.
You're like, I'm a new slave.
On my Kanye shit, bro.
White lives matter. They matter.
Hey, don't kill me, man.
Man, it was love a choice.
I love for coming on, man.
Yeah, bad man. Meal, man.
All right, guys.
You're on FTBO now?
Yeah, yeah. FTBO.
You, lot,
you know where to find them. Guys, like, subscribe, share, retweet, use the hashtag. Thank you.
Over and out. Peace.